This happened June 2018 in Portland, Oregon. I understand I acted like an idiot in this situation. Since then, I've become much more observant, cautious, and honestly, much more paranoid. I went dancing with friends and was really drunk by midnight. Unfortunately, this was back when I had little money, and I realized you could save money by eating very little before going out, and it would take fewer drinks to get drunk. So, I was so drunk I barely remember my friend ordering me an Uber home. My phone was dead, of course. I can vaguely recall them helping me into the car and telling me to get home safe. I don't remember greeting the driver or the first minute or so, but soon after getting in, he asked me how my night was and if I smoked. Honestly, I was just thinking about bed at this point, so I just sort of slurred out that I did sometimes. He then offered me a joint, and this is the first moment I get sort of nervous and begin paying attention. I tell him something like I'm really tired and just need to get home. I think he said something about it being an indica-based joint, and it made for great sleep. Once again, I say something not exactly like no, but not a yes, which he takes as a yes, I'll take the joint now. Once again, I'm still drunk enough I can barely see straight or speak clearly. So when he says, okay, well I have to cancel the ride really quick because I can't give it to you while I'm on the clock, or something to that effect, it takes me a second to realize how dangerous that is. And by the time I start to say something, he cancels the ride and pulls over. We were in an area just east of the Hawthorne Bridge, and it was totally secluded. Some empty parking lots, a closed auto body shop, no one in sight. It's starting to hit me. I'm now in the car, not with an Uber driver, but with some stranger. I can't call anyone, and he's trying to give me some weed that could have anything in it. For the next minute or so, we're pretty quiet, or I just can't remember any small talk he tried to make because I was beginning to panic. And every time he handed me the joint, I would take fake hits, just breathing it into my mouth and not into my lungs. I felt tired, clumsy, and weak. That kind of drunk where you're almost at the point of nausea, and I knew I couldn't do much of anything to defend myself at this point. I remember vividly being fixated for a moment on the fact I didn't even have a pair of keys to defend myself with, as my building used fobs for just about everything, and I didn't take my mail key with me. As I'm freaking out, I look up to see if this guy is sort of noticing, and I make eye contact with him in the mirror. He was staring at me, but I couldn't read his expression. Finally, he says something along the lines of, "Well, let's get out of here." I tell him I'll just call another Uber to get home, thinking at this point it might even be safer to walk. And he says, "No, I still have your address. I'll just take you home." For a moment, I was relieved. I guess I wanted to believe him so badly that I would get home safe. I tried to calm myself down, thinking he hadn't actually done anything threatening. Maybe he was just the typical stoner guy and I'm overreacting. At this time, I lived on PSU campus in downtown Portland, in the southwest area of the city. He's driving me north on the east side of the river. There are several bridges to our left, and as he keeps moving north, he has several opportunities to take an exit to hop over the river and get me back downtown. He keeps skipping them. We keep passing bridge after bridge that could get me home. Up in northeast Portland, there are some large industrial areas that can get very isolated at night, and Portland in general is surrounded by lots of forest. So I knew he could have me in a secluded area really quickly. After he passed like the fourth exit for a bridge, I've been racking my brain for a way to make him actually take me home and say something to the effect of, "Hey, my boyfriend is waiting for me at home," which was true, though I said it in a very meek way. My driver says nothing, but he did take the next exit for a bridge and basically hung a giant U-turn and started taking me home. Even as we're on the west side of town heading south, I'm still shaking and have my hand on the door handle, thinking about just hopping out at a red light the closer we get to my apartment. My phone is completely dead, and he honestly still has several chances to hop onto nearby highways and speed out of the city. We're getting pretty close to my apartment now, and I'm once again trying to convince myself I'm being paranoid about some stoner. I can't navigate the city. Although a few minutes before, I was so scared. I was almost crying. So, once we get about two blocks from my apartment, I lie and tell him it's easiest to stop here and he can let me out. Again, he doesn't say anything, but does slow the car. I'm flooded with relief and even feel myself smile. But when I go to open the door, it's locked. I try to lift the lock mechanism manually, but it won't budge. I look up at him instinctively to see what's up, and he's got his head turned around almost fully towards me, shoulders still facing the road, smiling at me. The worst goddamn smile I've ever seen. It looked so mocking, and it just did not reach his eyes at all. I started crying and asking him to open the door. I was so freaked out and still very drunk. And thank God he did. I will never forget the sensation of vulnerability. Not just being drunk in his car with no way to contact anyone, but even if I got out of the car, I kept feeling like he would somehow grab the back of my shirt and pull me back in. As silly as that sounds. When I got home, I found out my boyfriend had actually gone out with his friends last minute and wasn't even home. He wouldn't even have known till much later I hadn't got back home safe. The next day, I convinced myself I was freaking out over nothing, which I realized still could be the case. But in my gut, I had truly felt in danger the night before. Technically, this guy could have been harmless, but I still think I should have texted my friend and had her report him. The big thing that made me think of this was recently hearing about how Ed Kemper, the co-ed killer, would go for practice runs, picking up hitchhikers and seeing if he could get the passengers or potential victims to trust him, or how far out of his comfort zone he could push them without saying anything. Obviously, this guy wasn't Ed Kemper, but I hate wondering if that night was a practice run of sorts for my Uber driver. This happened to me when I was in college. It's one of the bigger party schools, with an entire street of bars you can wander to and from. My boyfriend had gone back to his hometown for the weekend, so I decided to go out with some friends. I had a bit too much to drink and was on the edge of a blackout, knowing with my whole mind and body and soul that I did not want to become a liability for my friends for the rest of the night. I told them I was going to Uber home. My friends insisted on coming with me, but selfishly, I wanted to call my boyfriend when I got home and have a bed to myself. So I told them all no, but took a screenshot of my driver's name and info on the app and sent it to them. When he got close, I hugged them and walked out the door. Like I said earlier, it's a big party school with a lot of bars in one area. So the entire strip is lined with Ubers from about 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. It was almost bar closed, so there were a ton. And look, I was hammered. I don't even know what a Toyota Yaris looks like at the best of times. So, as I'm searching, a man rolled down his window and asked if I was waiting for an Uber. I said yes. He told me he wasn't my Uber, but if I canceled my ride and accepted his, then he would take me home. I was already thinking of the leftovers I had in my fridge at this point, so I agreed, canceled my Uber, and linked my account up with his. He was super nice, and he was an Uber. I've heard stories of fake Uber drivers, so I did make sure he was legit. He called me beautiful a few times right off the bat, but hey, I was a girl in college. I got that a lot. I remember we talked about our favorite books. I told him I was an English major, and he was super interested in listening to me talk about tutoring ESL students in my free time on campus. He was an immigrant who had to learn to speak English, so we lamented about how awful it is to learn such an intricate language. But how rewarding the successes were in the end. When he missed the turn for my apartment complex, I figured it must have been because he was distracted by our conversation. I politely pointed out that he missed the turn, and he said he'd turn back around. Rather than making a U-turn though, he took the longest way to get back to my apartment. I was still in familiar territory, so at least I knew that he was going in the right direction. But I was starting to get nervous. It was around 2:30 at this time and it was super dark and no one was awake, let alone outside. When he missed the turn in again, I asked if I could get out and make it back on my own. He seemed kind of offended, like he was surprised that I wasn't as engrossed in our conversation as he was. I kind of jokingly told him that I was a broke college student and he was racking up my bill during a surge. That seemed to straighten things out a bit. Oh, I completely understand. And turned back towards my complex. I was honestly so freaked out and drunk at this point that as soon as he pulled into my complex, I was like, okay, right here is fine, thank you, and pulled on the door handle when he came to a stop. It didn't open. I hit the little lock latch. Still, nothing. Let's go get coffee, he said. He clicked the button in the app to say the trip was completed, and clicked out of the app. At this point, I'm just trying not to look as freaked out as I feel. I told him I was tired and it was late and coffee was the last thing I needed at this moment. I tried the door again, just to make sure I wasn't drunk and handling the door wrong. Still, didn't open.
We should just sit here and talk until you're feeling better, he was explaining to me.
We can go somewhere private too, if you'd like. Do you live alone up there? At this point, I'm frantically digging through my purse for my phone. Fuck being polite. When he asked what I was doing, I told him I promised my boyfriend I'd call once I got home safely. Wrong thing to say. He got pissed that I had a boyfriend and didn't tell him about it. He asked what his name was, what he did for a living, and where he was right now, at this very second. When I gave half-hearted answers, he got even angrier. He demanded to know why a boyfriend of mine would be stupid enough to leave his girl alone with another man. Him. He repeated it twice. At this point, I'm trying not to cry. When I figured my phone must have fallen under the seat, I started digging around down there. He demanded to know what I was doing. I gave my best impression of a genuine laugh and said, I dropped my phone. He told me to stop digging around in his things immediately. I stopped. Mind you, I'm still drunk as hell at this point. I was just trying to keep my shit together and not vomit or pass out. I tried the door a third time. Still nothing. He asked if I wanted to get coffee again. Even kind of begged a little. I told him no. I just needed sleep. He asked if I lived alone again. I lied and told him I had a roommate. He asked if it was my boyfriend and I said no. He got kind of angry again and then straight up asked if I had made my boyfriend up. I told him no and he got angry and asked why he would leave me alone with another man like this. I'm usually pretty good at reading people and I get the vibe that this guy thought he was a knight compared to my boyfriend. So, I lied. Through my teeth. I told him I was gonna break things off with my boyfriend, that we weren't even really that serious, that he was an idiot to leave me alone like this. Thank whatever f***ing God was watching over me. But that didn't. He calmed down and said that that changed things. He asked if I wanted to get coffee again, and I changed my answer to, not tonight. He asked for my number, and I gave it to him. He called to make sure it was my real number. My phone buzzed from between the seat and the door, and I fished it out. He grabbed my phone for me and demanded I show him my boyfriend's contact info. When I did, he deleted it and gave me a big smile. Feels good, doesn't it? I told him yes. He put his number on my phone and gave it back. I told him goodnight in the hopes that he would release me, and he told me he'd like to talk for just a little longer. I had to stay locked in that car with him until 4:30 in the morning. I don't even remember what we talked about. He asked if he could hold my hand at one point, to which I said I needed to break up with my boyfriend before I did anything with another man. He liked that answer, thankfully. When he finally let me out, the door was child-locked, so it could only be opened from the outside. The windows were locked, too. I walked up to the wrong building steps and crouched down in the shadows of some random person's door, until he drove off. I sat there for another 10 minutes and then sprinted to my apartment. I called my boyfriend and explained what had happened. His response was the one I get from everyone when I tell the story. Report that f*** to Uber. But even though he didn't know what building in my complex I lived in, he still knew where I lived. I was terrified of seeing him again. I was terrified of calling an Uber. To this day, I refuse to Uber alone. And I make sure I have my phone in my hand every time I get into an Uber now. Please, be cautious when getting into an Uber. Don't be like me.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.